Some teachers offer to take their class outside when the weather's nice. A high school program in northern Vermont holds classes outside all year, even this time of year. The Walden Project focuses on environmental studies and on the teachings of Henry David Thoreau, who did some of his best thinking in Walden Pond. And that project is the latest subject of our series on innovative high schools. Here's NPR's Larry Abramson.
So imagine you're a teenager in your usual early morning stupor. 3 or 4 days a week, you ride a bus 8 miles from Vergennes Union High School south of Burlington. You walk nearly a mile through the woods to a circle of broken chairs and benches.
Life consists with wildness. The most alive is the wildest, not yet subdued to man.
Rain, snow, or shine, you begin your day sitting under the cedar trees, listening to teacher Matt Schlein read from the works of Henry David Thoreau.
Well, I mean, he frames the argument, right, that that which is sort of subdued by man has much less potency, and that sort of which sort of resists the pressures of society, you know, that there's a certain vibrancy and strength with that.
Schlein is dressed in Wellington boots, pretty much the only sensible footwear, after several feet of snow have melted in a sudden blast of spring weather. This native of New York is 50% of the teaching staff at Walden. After years as a teacher, Matt Schlein decided to leave the regular high school. He started a local foundation and raised enough money to buy the 260 acres that kids use as their classroom.
All right, well, let's shift it over to the happenings of the world.
Hillary Clinton won the New Hampshire primaries.
There's no need to change classes. Without getting up, kids shift into foundations in social and systems theory. Whether they're studying math, religion, or English, students are driven by three questions that served as guideposts for Thoreau.
You know, what are my relationship with self? What's my relationship with culture? What's my relationship with the natural world?
Out here, the natural world has its hands on you all the time. A downpour drives everyone into the only shelter around, a hand-hewn tent frame covered with sail material. This and a wood-burning stove are the only protections against the sub-zero temperatures that are the norm here in winter. On the wall of the tent is a picture of Thoreau. The omnipresence of this cranky 19th century philosopher and naturalist makes you kind of wonder.
You ever get tired of him?
Yeah, we do.
Beth Kirshner is a graduate of the Walden Project. She's on break from the University of Vermont and came back just to visit.
We make jokes about him, we make fun of him, but then in the more serious times we kind of come back to him and his basic message. So it's a love-hate relationship with HD, we call him.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to have ecology, we'll have lunch, and then psych, philosophy, and world religion.
Once the rain lets up, Becky Ebel, the other teacher, moves class back outside.
So wait, one last call for vegetables. Does anyone have any veggies to roast up while you're gone?
Matt Schlein stays behind and puts together a stew. It comes mostly from the Walden Project garden, but he welcomes contributions from home. Everyone heads out to take a closer look at a nearby stand of hemlock trees. On the walk down to the woods, some of the students horse around a lot. In fact, it's a little hard to imagine how some of these kids could ever sit still in class for a full day. Many come here because they can't handle the confines of the classroom. Others are clearly very bright, but are looking for something besides graduation. Hillary DeVos is in her third year at Walden.
Just wasn't really happy in the high school. I wasn't very engaged in my education. I kind of was failing all my classes. I care a lot about my education now, just something I didn't before.
We walk through fields flooded with snowmelt and arrive at the hemlocks. They're blocking the sunlight, forcing out other plants. As a student project, Jameson Bannister has a scheme to foster a greater diversity of species here.
So I was planning to cut down like 3 or 4 in a clump in a couple different areas to allow more sunlight to come in to ease up some of the competition.
The Walden Project wants to teach kids about this place rather than giving them the same lessons they could get anywhere in the country. Of course, that means students who choose to apply to this program have to give up something. There's no calculus, no lab science. Jenny Johnson, a senior walking with her friend Joe, says something else is missing. The social games that make high school such a pressure cooker.
Like, Joe and I would never have talked last year. Now we're, like, really good friends.
Why would you not have talked?
I don't know. He was, like, a cool kid, I guess. And I wasn't. And now we're, like, we talk all the time, and it's nice.
On days when students are not here, they pursue internships nearby in Burlington or attend writing workshops. Walden kids are more likely to go to college than our students at the high school they come from, but it's not for everyone. You have to like being with the same 20 students all year long, you have to like the cold, and you'd better like Matt Schlein's winter specialty, garden fresh, pan-fried kale.
You know, I'm sorry to say this is the end of the kale.
Larry Abramson, NPR News.
You can read about innovative trends at other high schools across the country by going to npr.org.